Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Rawson, and I'd like to welcome you to another great night of In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie. As you know, she's on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and if you miss any part of this show, you can get it off of the replays, which you can find on our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Just a heads up for the holiday next week, we will not be having any shows next week. And we also want to go ahead, we want to go ahead and give out the website link, which for Dr. Connie, which is www.drconniesays.com. And Dr. Connie, I think you had given me some really exciting news, and that is for next week, you're actually going to be doing some angel readings for people. And how do they? What is the information behind that? And how do they actually do that?
Okay. Good evening, everyone. I have been soul searching, trying to figure out how I can make a gift for this year, because I like to be of service, especially at Christmas. And I, after I got to thinking for a while, I couldn't think of anyone I would rather give a gift to than the listeners to Spiritual Connections Radio. So for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, I'm going to be doing free card readings. Depending on how many I get, a minimum of 15 minutes, just depending on how many folks out there want to take advantage of this, I can be contacted on my email address, which is drconniesays@gmail.com. So it's drconniesays. drconniesays@gmail.com. If you could just email me, let me know if you're interested, and give me a time, then let's see what we can work out. But I'm really excited to be able to give this as a gift. So again, it's drconniesays.com. This is going to be for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I do know that sometimes the holidays are especially difficult for some people. So I do believe that God and the angels, in their love and mercy and wisdom, do have insights for either how to cope with the holidays or any other questions you might have. So I'm going to move on into the show. While we're talking about free card readings, at the half-hour spot, as I always offer for this show, which airs every Thursday night, except for next Thursday night, but every Thursday night, 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And at the half-hour point, I offer free angel card readings. And I'm using my Archangel Michael deck tonight. So if anyone would like to call in. Mark, do you have that number, please?
Okay. All right, just got to unmute myself there. Yes, to call in, call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663.
Thank you, Mark. So what I wanted to talk about tonight is a little bit about some of my own personal journey, because I think that it might be helpful for other people who are struggling and trying to figure out how to make this spiritual life work and what's the magic key and how to. There's tons of books out there on, you know, manifesting your your soulmate relationship and financial abundance and the perfect job and the forever. And I know that many of you have really tried that, and it's, for whatever reason, it's not working. And I'm finding some insights in my own journey, so I just wanted to share those with you. And I would also appreciate any feedback or comments that you might have. And you're always welcome to email me at the drconniesays@gmail.com. And you don't have to do this alone. This is not a solo journey. So if there's any support that I can give you, then I would be happy to do that. But I remember when I was a junior in high school, and I was in my English class, and the teacher was giving a lecture on a particular concept, and it just wasn't gelling. I wasn't getting it. And so he finally came over, and he explained it, and he said it in such a way that I got it. I mean, it was like, it was so crystal clear, and it was so easy. And he said, the reason that I teach is to see the look in students' eyes when they finally get a concept. And I'm finding that in my spiritual walk, I'm getting some of these concepts. But the way that I'm getting them is, it's been a struggle. It's been soul searching. It's been prayer. It's been doing the positive thinking and just trying to figure out how to make what I want happen. One of the things that we have to deal with in our spiritual journey is undoing the messages that were given to us growing up. Two huge messages for me, both having to do with money, came from my parents. One parent always compared us to relatives that we had, and we never had as much as they did. So we were always, my parents looked at themselves as being poorer because they didn't have as much money. And I had another, my other parent said that, you know, they never had two nickels to rub together. So that's what I grew up with. That was the mentality of money that I grew up with. And I have found that I have had money and I have lost money. And recently I have found myself in work situations where I have felt like that I had to work all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in order to create the abundance that I wanted. To the point that not too long ago, I was in the hospital with a bleeding ulcer, and I was asymptomatic, so I didn't know I was sick until I almost bled out, and they got me to the emergency room and got me on the operating table. Because my only focus was, how do I create what I need to make? I have to work harder. I have to do something more. There was never any rest. There was never any time for contemplating anything different. And right now I'm working in a contract position. So I do not have vacation time, sick time. Again, this is the second or third contract position that I've had. So I found out that over this Christmas break, I was going to lose about 40% of my salary over a two-week period. And so the first thing I started to do is what I always do, which is panic. So instead of going down that road, as we've talked about the monkey mind, we talked about being aware of the messages that we listen to and the belief system that we have. And the monkey mind is great for me in telling me that I'm doomed because, you know, I'm not going to have my full salary for 2 weeks. So I called for coaching. Actually, I called Mark. You ever want a great spiritual coach, call Mark Rawson because he's top-notch. So I called Mark. And what he was able to do was he was able to ground me so that I knew I was slipping. I knew I was going into fear and depression and my oh my God moments. So once Mark and I talked, and it was like being this English class, some of the stuff that Mark said, it was like light bulb went on, aha, okay, I got it. And it wasn't like I got it and I'm going to forget it the next time. If I got it. And it really seems like it makes so much more sense. It's so much clearer now in being able to trust the God that I choose to serve. And one of the things that I'm realizing is that there seems to be a time when a lot of the messages come through. So everything that you do to move you further down your spiritual journey, whether it's reading a book or speaking with someone, getting coaching, whether it's listening to some of these great shows on this radio station, whatever it is that you do that moves you further along, even if it doesn't seem like it's making any difference, keep doing that, because what it does is it begins to shape and mold your mind and your spirit so that when those choice moments happen and you hear just the right word at just the right time, you've prepared yourself to be able to receive the message and get it at a different level. If you're like most people that I have worked with as their psychologist, or me in my own journey, I've had to deal with the same stuff over and over. So I don't know how many times, and right, issues with my family. And right when I think I've got everything resolved, I turn the corner and they're staring me in the face again. But it's at a different level, and it's a different mentality that I'm working on now. So every layer that I peel off, it makes me different, and it prepares me for those moments when a big chunk of knowing just sort of drops down into my being, and I get it. So one of the things that I would strongly suggest is keep doing what you're doing. If you're sincere about your walk with God and your commune with the angels, and you're really sincere about that, and I know people say, boy, I want this so bad, but I just don't know whether I'm on the right path or not. The answer is, yeah, you're on the right path. If you want to be on the right path, you're on it. It's that simple. But being on the path is simple, but walking the path is not so simple. And we've talked about tearing walls down, and we've talked about, you know, the angels with their sledgehammers and God with his, you know, strategically placed little TNT I went to high school with a girl that her dad, for a living, these buildings that they blow up downtown or whatever, that they implode and they have to put the dynamite just in certain places so that when the dynamite erupts, everything collapses inside. So what God and the angels do is very strategically put things in our path. And when we feel like that we're imploding, it's just removal of a lot of things that we no longer need to carry, whether it's thoughts or behaviors, whether it's our emotions. The way that God kind of finally knocked it into my head, because, again, my biggest fear has always been I've got to work 24/7 and I've got to do this. The reason I called for coaching with Mark was I didn't want to end up in the hospital yet. I don't know if I'd make it out this time. And I'm raising my daughter, so, and I've got things to do. I don't think God's finished with me yet. So I didn't want to go to that place again. But God is going to lead me to these seemingly financial crises. Oh, by the way, we didn't tell you that we're not paying you, we're only paying you, 60% of your salary over the next 2 weeks. So once I give that to God, and I was so prepared, I was prepared for these 2 weeks. I had work that I had piled up that I was going to do during these 2 weeks. So I had already set myself up. I fought to win. So I'm working while God's laughing, because he already knows that he's going to take all of my ideas and my imaginations, and he's going to completely blow them out of the water. So when I find out that I'm losing 4 days out of my 10 days of work, and I have my coaching, and I finally get it that, you know, I work for God. If you're doing what God wants you to do, then you work for God. God's your boss. Okay, great. God's my boss now. He's going to take care of me. It's up to him to supply my needs. It is not up to me to literally kill myself trying to keep things going. So when I went back to work today, my boss came up, and I now have another day that I get. So now instead of losing 4 days, I've only lost 3 days. But that, I really believe that happened because I just let God work out things the way that he wanted to work them out. So when you're in the bookstore and you're finding titles like 10 Simple Ways to Financial Bliss, or, you know, The Secret to How to Have an Easy Christian Life, you might go ahead and look at it if you want, but if you want to walk the walk and you want to make it meaningful, thing that you do on your journey, then you do it with heart. You are following God's plan, and God is going to sustain you. It's not going to look the way that you want it. And because you're waiting for the blue circle to show up, and all of a sudden the green triangle is there, we get confused. And then we think that somehow we've missed the boat, because we're thinking blue square, and God's going, no, 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 it's really green triangle. So if I have my expectations too solid in one area, and again, I'm still looking at me to be the source of and to be the source to sustain what I need. And that's an issue for me, which it is. Then God's going to put a ripple in that to get me out of that mindset, especially since I'm asking God to do that anyway. So when you're asking for the job or the relationship or the whatever, just know that there's going to be a learning curve for you. Because if you had all your ducks in a row when it came to the relationship or the job or the career or the money or whatever, if you had all your ducks in a row and you had everything that you, no obstacles, no blocks of your own, no childhood or karmic or past life stumbling blocks that you now carry. If you didn't have any of those, you have the job or the relationship or the, you have it. But since you don't have it, there's something that God gets to do to create something different in you so that when you receive what it is you want, you're able to claim it in a much different way because of what you learned. And everything that we do can touch people's lives. And when we touch a life, we change the entire universe. I stopped at Dunkin' Donuts today before I went to work, and you know, they fix your coffee there, they put the cream and sugar in it for you. So sip my coffee. And I told the lady, I said, this is just exceptionally good. This is a really good cup of coffee. Thank you very much. And she said, I make every coffee with my heart. What if we went to work tomorrow and everything we did with our heart? What if everybody that we encountered throughout the rest of this holiday season, we encountered them with our heart? I was moved and touched by some lady handing me beans of water that had been boiled over a bunch of beans. I was touched by this woman because she was an angel. How much can you do? How much can we do if we're not so worried about what's in it for me? If I had gone to work today bitter and resentful and angry, I don't think I'd got an extra day. But because I give it to God and say, I work for you, you're my boss, then I can relax and know that I'm going to be taken care of. And I can concentrate on doing my work hard. Before I let Mark come on and do his break at the half hour, since it takes him such a long time to unmute himself for whatever reason, I have no idea what must be involved in that process, but it takes him a while to get here. I do want to remind you, and I would be honored to serve you on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve with a free card reading. Because if I can go through my day just loving people and not having to worry about my image or what people think of me or how much money I have, and really know that since I work for God, God's got my back, what kind of a world could we create? What could we do that would make a significant difference in the lives of ourselves and other people? Mark, are you there?
Yes, I am.
There you are. I gave you extra time to unmute yourself, so it seems to be a process.
All right. You ready for break?
I'm ready.
All right. All right, everybody. You're listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie. She is on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The exception to that, of course, is that next week for the whole day, we actually have no shows at all on Spiritual Connections Radio. We're all taking the week off. And I want to go ahead and give out her website. That's www.drconniesays.com. And if you go to the website under her show listing, I have put the information to find out about the free readings that she's going to be doing for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Put the email address up there for everybody to see. And, of course, you can get to that in the replays of the show and find out about the other shows and the schedule by going to Spiritual Connections. That's with a S. That's spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And I guess that's it. So let me go ahead and give out the number for everybody. If you want to call in for a reading right now, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so talk about cleaning house. Let's talk about the house that you are building, the vessel that you the vessel that you are, the however you want to picture that. It's always been easiest for me to picture a house, a dwelling, and that my spirit has this abides in this dwelling. So what I'd like for you to do is I'd like for you to close your eyes, and I want you to take some deep breaths. And as you exhale, imagine that you're blowing tension, worry, but for the next few minutes, you don't have to do anything but just relax and listen to the sound of my voice. And what I'd like for you to do is imagine yourself standing in your spiritual yard. And I want you to look at your house. I want you to look at the dwelling place of your soul. And when you invite God and the angels in through your prayer, when you make a request, you are inviting God and the angels into your home. So take a few moments and just look at it. What's it look like that you would like to bring the creator of the universe and angelic beings . Is there anything that you see in the yard, in the outside structure, the painting, the windows, the roof, the foundation of the house, anything that you would want to change, or anything that you see that you go, wow, I never knew how strong my house was. I never knew how weatherproof it is so that it can stand the rains and the winds and the snows and the unpredictable weather. And after you look at your house, you look at your yard, make note of those things that you just don't like, so that you can ask your angels and ask the Creator to help you with the outside structure of your house. And when you do, when you ask, believe that you're going to get an answer. And it may be something that makes sense. It may be something that doesn't make sense. But whatever you get, whatever response that you get, do it without delay. If your intuition says to buy a book, or write a letter, or send out a resume, or if it tells you not to do anything but just wait, then do that. But as you go inside your home, I want you to go into the front room. This is the place where you will be receiving God and the angels. What do you think? Does it need pictures on the wall? Is it cluttered? Is it dirty? Are the floors broken? Are there repairs that need to be made? Does the furniture stack? Do you have top-of-the-line furniture sitting on floors that are about ready to collapse into the basement? This is an opportunity. And we're not going to walk room by room. But if you want to make a difference, and if you want to live with your heart, if you're prepared for, oh, by the way, we're laying you off. Oh, by the way, you're not getting the promotion. Oh, by the way, I'm breaking up with you. When you look around these rooms and you want to make these fundamental changes in the structure, or the architecture, or the ambiance of the room, know that there's a team waiting outside, everything needed to make the changes that you want. But you really need to look at what your dwelling is and the little furry things that are growing in the corners that you hope to hide with new carpet. It's just not going to work. The holes in the wall are not going to be covered up by a picture. There's so much work that God has for us. And those of you that listen to Christian radio and spiritual radio and have a heart and want to follow God's leading, We have a responsibility to follow through with our calling and live our divine purpose. And our divine purpose is to be of service and to live with our heart. It's not like I have done for such a long time, trying to work all the time and constantly be worried about, did I work enough this week to make my bills? Because the more I focus on fear of money or being lonely or my job or my whatever, then I cannot focus on what my divine purpose is. So I would urge you to walk through your house and to get a broom and clean the floors and pick up the clutter. Because the clutter that you see in these rooms or the dirt or the things that you work on manifest themselves in your daily life. And they block you from being able to have what you want and to be able to manifest. Can you manifest like this book says? Absolutely. You have the power of God within you. Of course you can do that. But not when your life space or your spiritual home is in clutter and disarray. And not when the going gets rough and then you take 3 steps back because you really don't want to go into those dark places. And the people that God needs to do the work that he needs to have done need to be the ones who are willing to hang out there and say, and when you go to your family event and you see friends or relatives or someone that you just don't get along with, heart, then you will automatically react differently to these people. And when you react differently to them, it will make an impact and it will change them. There will be a shift within them that you may never see. But rest assured that you have made a difference in their life because you've walked that day. So walk through your rooms, and when you do, ask the angels, because I don't know what's in your home. I don't know what rooms you have. I don't know what your houses look like. Ask your angels to walk with you. On my website, Mark has done a beautiful meditation and visualization on meeting your guardian angels. So if you have not met them yet or met other angels who will stand beside you, do that meditation. It's free. It's free download. And get your team ready, your angelic team ready, and walk through your room. And let the angels tell you, this is something that you need to work on. This is a person that you need to forgive. This is something you need to let go of. This is something that we need to remove right now. And if you are willing to do that, you will get through this holiday season in a different way, and you'll be set up to start the new year, to make it at least spiritually one of the best growth years you've ever had. So what I would like to do is a reading for just a general reading with my Archangel Michael cards. And my purpose for this reading is to ask Michael how you can use the angels to support you in your spiritual journey and looking at your house, because the house, as you know, the house is you. And what you need to know about you in order to in order to live the kind of dynamic life and be in service the way that Michael wants you to be in service. So the first thing that Michael wants you to do is to maintain a sense of humor. Sometimes the journey gets so hard that we forget to have fun and we forget to be happy and we forget that the angels have a great sense of humor. And if you look at God's if you look at what God has created, there's some, you know, very funny antics. There's the animal world, and there's people's personalities. And it's, if you look for the humor, then you will be able to go through this walk, go through your house, look at yourself, and be able to put down the beat up bat. Because we can all find fault within ourselves to the point that, you know, we don't even think that we're any good to do anything. So what the angels want you to do is to approach this with a sense of humor so that you can laugh at some of the things you've done, some of the things other people have done, because laughter is a very healing emotion. It creates endorphins, and it moves us out of panic and out of fear into a state of more well-being when we're when we have a sense of humor. Another thing that goes hand in hand with that is not only does Michael want us to have a sense of humor, but he wants us to let go of the fear. The fear of, I know this thing in my house is old and moldy and crusty and smelly, but I don't know what my life would be like without it. I don't know that I could give away this thing, or I don't even know if I can get rid of this thing. Is when you walk through with confidence that God created a beautiful, powerful being when he created you. And as we've walked through life, we have just collected clutter and stuff and emotions that no longer serve us. So it's to have a sense of humor, and it's to not be fearful, and it's just to remember who you are and remember that you have God, the God stuff in you. The material that he used to create the universe resides in you, and God put himself in every aspect of the universe. So God himself reigns in you, lives in you, resides in every cell in your being. And when you walk in that, it's much easier to be confident that you're on the right road and God does have your back, that God is your source and supply. And that you get to trust you. That one of your best allies in making an incredible impact on this world, one of your greatest allies is you, that you can make a difference and you chose to come into this world and have the experiences that you had, the good and the bad. And like part of the wisdom that Mark reminded me of was, I am, because I am so wanting to do God's will and live my life purpose, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. And I'm having the exact experiences I'm supposed to have to get me to the next level.
Hey, Connie.
So, yeah.
If it's okay with you, I'd like to interrupt and do something I got guided to do. Is that okay if I hijack the show?
Sure.
Okay. I assume you'll jump in as needed. This is what I want to do. I want to actually call on the angels, and I'm going to go through and do what almost would be like a prayer list, and we're actually going to kind of send the angels out for healing for some specific people and animals around the world right now. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to start by calling in the normal support group I usually call in. So I'm going to call in my ancestors, the guides, my higher self, the angels, the archangels, the ascended masters, Mother Earth, Father Sky, universe, and God. I ask that we set the intention as we go through the list of people that we send healing and we surround them with angels, that we give support to these people, to their children, to their families, removing fear, surrounding them with angels as they go through the hardships of life. We set the intention that they will have the support that they need, that they'll return to health. Starting with my friend Marge in the healing of her right hand, my friend Warren in his road to recovery, reaching out to my friend Melissa down in Florida, that she would be returned to health. Anybody want to include Dr. Connie before I start going on?
As I told you before, my nephew had a new baby daughter, so I just want to remember. I want to remember her that Presley Faith gets off onto a fantastic start.
Sending healing to my friend Nicole and her son Ethan, to my friend Carol, as she recovers from PTSD. Sending love and healing to Tracy. Is related to her colon issue. My friend Britta and the recovery of her eye. To Debbie in support of her family's friend who's in the hospital on life support. And Marie as she works through her journey. I'm working through a list here as I see prayer requests. To Judy and her new granddaughter. To Kathy and her new granddaughter. Sending love and support, surrounding the children with angels. Sending support to Kathy and her surrounding area with the fire that's occurred and all the people that have no homes right now. Sending healing to Kathy and her family as they go through healing with Jared. To Elizabeth in support of her parents in recovering. To Linda and her dog, Mitzi, and clearing of the tumor. to Carol, request for prayers and support, removing fear. Sending blanket support out to all the names that we don't have in front of us right now, for all people that are living in fear of any type, who have any problems with addictions, anybody who's going through any type of health path, people going through hard lessons in life, giving them the support they need and realizing that no one is ever alone. Just continuing. Sending support out to all the people who can't ask for it. Opening our hearts and sending love and support, surrounding them with angels. All the people who have no families and are going through hardship during the holidays. To Sue and the healing of her right shoulder. Sending love and support to people who are physically, emotionally, or sexually abused. To all the people out there that have no homes, who are homeless, have nothing to eat. Dr. Connie, back to you.
Oh, okay. What I would add to that would be courage. That each one that asks feel the sword of Michael in one hand and the shield of Michael in the other. Because this is not a journey of not being afraid. This is a journey of feeling the fear, but doing it anyway. So to add to Mark's prayers, that would be what I would pray for. Rich blessings for each person that hears my voice. In the way that is for each person's highest good, whatever that looks like. So,
all right, I think we're ready to wrap up the show for this evening. As we send love and support to all our listeners, I hope everybody has a safe and happy holiday. And as always, Dr. Connie, it's great to have you on. Reminder for everybody, there is no radio show next week. We are off next week, but you can access all the replays and the archives. Please make sure to go to drconniesays.com or spiritualconnectionsradio.com to find out details about contacting Dr. Connie for free readings for her gift to everybody for December 24th and December 25th. To find details on her website and also on Spiritual Connections Radio website. And I think that's everything.
Okay.
Have a great holiday, Dr. Connie.
Thank you. You too, Mark.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night.